We have to look at the relationship between mind and body because that is of great importance in the field of health and one that is not really clearly understood. Perhaps utilizing our map of consciousness, we can make it clearer. And there is a certain principle, and it's demonstrated clinically, that we're only subject to what we hold in mind. Now, this is a principle of healing and a principle of health. The health and healing being two different sides of a coin, illness being one side of the coin, health the other. The opposite sides of the coin of the same understanding that heals brings about health, that we're subject to what we're holding in mind. And so we see the illness then is coming out of a program, a belief system. The program went in, and we are now subject to that for the rest of our life with no memory of where that came from. Because of childhood amnesia, many people can't remember what happened before the age of 5, and some people even, you know, at a much later age, they have no memory of anything from their entire childhood, or very few memories. Even people with good memories of their childhood, there are vast areas of vacant forgottenness. And in those areas of vacant forgottenness are the many programs which are now expressing later on in various forms of ill health, such catchphrases as heart disease runs in our family, overweight runs in our family, allergies run in our family, etc. Everybody has hay fever in our family. These thoughts then become a program and it goes into the mind, and we see that it's the same as though the person was hypnotized. Until that program is made conscious and canceled, it remains operative within the unconscious. Now, why does the mind have such power over the body? Perhaps we can look at the physics of it a bit. The physics would make it very easily understandable. We said in our calibrated system here where death is 0 and guilt is 30, we can get the energy field of anything in the world. And so we calibrate the energy field of the body itself. And we find that the physical body is not a reversed state like this. The body is not a negative state, but the energy field of the body is about 100. In other words, its power, its energy field is about 100. The energy field of mind begins around 400. It runs between 400 and 500. Those are the energy fields of the intellect, reason, logic, mind, and what the mind believes. And therefore, if we hold a thought in mind that says seeds in a strawberry or caraway seeds or any kind of seeds give me diverticulitis, then the power of that thought, you see, coming out of an energy field of between 400 and 500, the body, which only has an energy field of 100, is overpowered by the power of the pattern of that belief. And all thoughts have a form, and so the form, which is there in the collective unconscious, the collective consciousness, the social consciousness, whatever you want to call it, is there in great detail. The pattern of that and the coming about of how the mechanics of that would happen is already there. So if we buy into that thought, if we go into agreement with it, it's like we bring it into our own unconscious, and that then expresses itself within the body. So the body will do what the mind believes. So the healing of the body then and the achievement of health is achieved not by addressing the body directly, but by addressing the mind, moving right into the fields of consciousness itself. So if the body is expressing that which is held in consciousness, then what we need to look at is what is being held in consciousness. Very often what's being held in consciousness, we are not aware of. In that case, we call it being unconscious of that. By looking at the body, we may have no recall of ever having had such a thought. But the body is telling us what must be, it's like an x-ray. The x-ray is telling us what must be held in mind for this to be presenting itself in the body. So if the person, let's say, develops clinical diabetes, and he says, I don't remember anything in my family ever being said about that. Nobody in my family had diabetes. I don't see where it could have arisen in my mind. We know that somewhere in the unconscious is the belief in diabetes and all that goes with diabetes. If we do individual research with the individual patient long enough and patiently enough, we will uncover where the program came from. But what it tells us is that the program is there, that the person thinks, I am subject to that, and therefore the healing has to be of the belief system. We have to heal where the origin of the illness starts. And so health comes out of mind. It comes out of positive mental attitudes. It comes out of a field of consciousness. It comes out of a level of consciousness which expresses itself on the lower plane, the physical plane, as an expression of health coming out of these fields above neutral, out of willingness, out of the willingness to be accepting, out of lovingness, out of inner joyfulness, and out of an inner state of peace. That which is mental was in the 400s, and that love is 500s, and of course spirit is 600 and above. So therefore, the intellect is not man's highest faculty, contrary to the Age of Reason and other learned works, or those intellectuals who hold the thing that differentiates man from the animal is his intellect. The intellect is only in the 400s. There is something beyond mind, beyond logic, beyond reason, which jumps and transcends into a whole different paradigm, a whole different way of being. It's necessary to know about that. It's necessary to know then that which heals, which is here on up. It's necessary to look at the contribution that is coming into an illness from these various levels. We find that always with an illness, if we now understand illness, then we will understand its reverse, which is health. And so these belief systems become self-reinforcing. They become self-fulfilling prophecies. We hold the belief unwittingly. It then manifests in our life. We look at that and we say, see, and that justifies the belief system. So by looking at our life, we can tell what beliefs we are holding. If we can't recall them, then we say they're unconscious. Therefore, our movement is upward in consciousness. We said health is the automatic expression of these energy fields up here. The energy field of 540 and over, which is one of gratitude and forgiveness. We see that gratitude is at 540, forgiveness is at 540, and healing is at 540. The willingness to be forgiving and grateful in itself automatically begins to heal.